Blog Talk Radio.
Life is 10% what happens. The other 90% is attitude. Everything Attitude on air with Io Dele.
So I just got a text coming and it made me smile. So, hi, good evening, and thanks again for joining me on another episode of Attitude on Air with me, your regular host. Tonight I want to talk about a few things. I know I did send out a few messages, I think yesterday, said I was going to talk about what people think. So do you do things in your life according to what you think, or are you really bothered about how people see you, what they think about you? I mean, what you do, how you live your life, or maybe how you do not live your life. It really matters. I'm just going to talk about that tonight in detail. But before I go into that, I want to talk about something else. I hope you don't mind the fact that I have kind of, or I am going to be talking about a few subjects tonight. Anyway, the first thing I want to talk about is mental strength. You know, when you talk about strength, we talk about strength in many forms. So maybe physical strength, being able to do things that maybe other people cannot do, being able to, it could be strength in wealth, it could be strength in ability. But how about mental strength? Is that quite important? Is it important how mentally strong you are? You know what? We're going to live our lives through a lot of happy times and sometimes that might not be happy. And when those times are not happy, when you're not in a happy time, or when you're facing some forms of trouble in life, which we would go through from time to time, you need mental strength, mental ability to be able to stay strong, to be able to do things that ordinarily you wouldn't or you wouldn't be able to do because of whatever you might be going through. So there might be trouble in our careers, it might be in our finances, it might be in our relationships. I think that's the worst one, actually. It might be in our family situation whereby things are not going exactly the way you want it to be. It might actually be in your health as well. The question is, are you going to let those times hold you down so much so that you won't be able to do anything else apart from ponder on whatever you might be going through? Or would you have the ability and strength, the mental ability to do what you need to do irrespective of what you might be going through in life? That's the question I want to be asking us tonight. And hopefully you ponder over it. You ponder about maybe the times you've lost because of something that you might be going through. Maybe you've lost momentum because of the pressure of life that has been thrown at you in one form or the other. A few years ago, I had a bit of issue. I had an issue at work, and it really put me down. It really did deal with me. It dealt me a massive blow because I didn't expect it to happen to me. There was actually a time when I lost my job, and it affected me badly. It affected my confidence, and I know that a lot of ground that I lost in my life was because I was pondering over what was happening rather than looking at other opportunities. So what would allow you to look at other opportunities is your mental strength, your ability to not necessarily ignore, but to deal with what you're dealing with and still look ahead. So how do we have that strength? What do we need to do to ensure that we have mental strength that will let us go through the storms of life and come out at the other end very successful and have a, you know, look back and thank God for what we've been through, because we wouldn't have lost too much ground. What do we need to do to have such mental strength? Number one, you need to be responsible for your responsibilities. That means that realizing that nobody could make things better for you. You are responsible for how you respond to issues. So if you're going through a particular situation, how you respond is solely your responsibility. Nobody else can take responsibility for what you do. So if you want to feel down, dejected, of course, there'll be people around you who I'm sure will want to lift you up, want to encourage you. But how you behave ultimately depends on you. The whole world might be behind you. The whole world might be sharing you on. But if you do not have it within yourself to take responsibility, I know that, you know what, it's my responsibility to get out of here and move on, then you'll be in the same place for a very long time. So you need to take responsibility. No one should be powerful enough to mess your emotions up for too long. So you might have been stabbed in the back. You might have been treated in a way you do not want to be treated. Your friends might have gossiped about you. You might have problems in your relationship. Your children might not have turned out the way you expect them to turn out to be. However, your emotions cannot be messed up by anybody, not for too long. Now, I'm not saying that things will not affect you. You're not a robot. You're not a machine. Things will affect us. But how long would we allow that to affect us? And the sooner we realize that it's our responsibility to shake off whatever might be holding us down, shake off those shackles and move on, the better. You know, and also it's quite important to realize this. People would offend us from time to time, and it's down to us to forgive. And rather than a weakness, forgiveness is such a strength. It really is. Because if you can forgive, you'll be able to move on. So, number one, thing that I believe is quite paramount if you want to move on or if you want to gain mental strength is knowing that you have to take responsibility for things that are down to you. The way you feel, the way you behave is your responsibility. Number two, never take things personally. Now, that might be a bit of a confusing point here, because when people do things to you, then it's their fault because they've messed you up, they've left you hanging, and it's their responsibility. However, sometimes people behave in a way that they do not intend to hurt you. It's just how they come across. People have various characters. Do you know what? I know if I look back and if I could go down, but if I could go back in history, there's so many people that I might have hurt, not because I want to, but because situations did not turn out the way they wanted to be or the way I expected them to be, and that it could cause hurt to somebody. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm a horrible person. Likewise, people might have done things to me, not because they're necessarily bad, but because things just turned out the way it did and things did not work out the way maybe they did or I planned it to work out, I expected it to work out to be. And when we realize that, we would not take things too personally. We would know that no one is out to get you. People have their own torments. You know, some people are going through a rough patch in their life. And sometimes the way they behave might have an impact on you. Maybe short term, maybe long term. Now, let's put it this way. When you go to work, for instance, a lot of people are there, depending on where you work. And everybody has their own issue. Everybody has their own maybe things that they're dealing with, their own headaches. Maybe they have problems with their finances, their relationships, maybe. And all these issues manifest in different ways, manifest in ways that could bother you. Sometimes when people do stuff to me, I just, rather than feeling angry with them, I feel sorry for them because they have their own issues that they're dealing with. Now, if you have this mindset, then you'll be able to deal with things better, and it would only enhance your mental strength. Remember, we're talking about being able to have strong mental strength so you could deal with the issues of life. When things are thrown your way, you'll be able to deal with them. Then don't get stressed about the future. Now, some of us are so stressed about the future that we forget to enjoy today, forgetting that the today is yesterday's was yesterday's tomorrow. So enjoy your now. And let's think about it. Is where you are now exactly what you expected or where you expected to be 10 years ago? It might be. It might be better. It might not be better. But there's nothing you could have done. Well, you could have planted the seed of today, but your influence over what's going to happen today is very limited, because the last time I checked, you're not good. So what's the point pondering over it, getting worried over it, getting yourself sick over it, when you do not even know what tomorrow is going to be? Rather, enjoy today. Do things right. Do not hurt people. Maintain good relationships. Do not be distracted by things that are not necessarily going to happen. Remember, the most important time in your life ever is your now. what you're doing right now is more important than what you've done before or what you're planning to do, because you do not know what your plans, how your plans are going to turn out. Now, do not get me wrong, always put plans together. We all do. We want to plan for our future, we want to plan for our children. We want to make sure that by the time we retire, I'm saying that because I'm probably getting close to that age now, you have enough to enjoy your life. If you want to go traveling or you want to settle down somewhere, you want to plan all that. Of course, you do. However, you shouldn't be so entangled into doing that so much so that you forget to enjoy today. Once you enjoy today, you'll enhance your mental strength. So it's quite important that you enjoy your now, make the best of it, because it will never come back. Also, you want to stop holding on to the past. The past is gone. You know, yesterday is gone, today is another day, and tomorrow is not yet to come. So you want to stop holding on to the hurts of the past, things that have hurt you. You remember somebody's name drops in your heart, and your heart skips a bit because of the hatred, because of the unforgiveness that you had towards this person. You want to let it go. You want to learn from it. So you're careful. You know how to behave around people who have hurt you. You know how to deal with them a little bit better. That's fine. You know never to go back to the place where you were hurt, you know, but you know, you also realize that you cannot drive your car of life looking backwards. You have to look forward. You have to look forward. That's what matters. Be grateful for what's happened. It's happened in the past. You know what? It's not killed you. You're still living. You're fine. Forget the fact that it's been a pain. Okay, maybe forget is a strong word in this context, because we do remember. We're only human beings and we've got this thing called a brain. So we do remember. However, when you remember and it becomes an issue, then you need to deal with it. You need to know, tell yourself, verbalize it if it needs to be. You know what? I'm going to let this go. This happened. This person has done this to me. I'm going to let it go. When you continue to do that, then you would enhance your mental strength. So those 4 points are quite crucial. Be responsible for your responsibility. Never take things personally. Don't get stressed about the future. It's not happened yet. And then stop holding on to the past. Okay, I hope those 4 pointers have been useful. I'm going to take a quick break now. I'm going to play you a song that I like from the first time I heard it, and I still love it today. I heard it a few weeks ago over the radio, I think. I just remembered how beautiful this song is. I'm not sure the person who sang it is somebody who you want to emulate because of these various things that has happened in his life. I don't think he has the mental strength to deal with many problems that he's had in his life. However, this is one of the best songs that he would ever sing. Drop it. Brown, you could play that game. I hope you enjoyed it. I love that song so much. And I hope you at least were moving your body to the beat. It's just a good dance song. I really like it. He did about two or three songs that I loved. One of them was called Running, I think. And I loved this one as well. Anyway, I did talk about mental strength earlier. I want to move on. Now, before I talk about the main subject I want to deal with tonight, which is about caring less about or how much you care about what other people tell you or other people think about you, I want to talk about something rather quickly. And this is the issues that we deal with in our head, or the lies that our head sometimes tells us, or the lies that life sometimes tells us. We're made to believe that some things or our lives are to be lived in a particular way. Now, I will use myself as an example. I have written so many books, and by now I should be, you know, kind of rich. Well, I'm not making money from my books. So life and my head is telling me maybe this is not meant to be, so maybe I should stop. And then I am now going to have to make a decision. So do I just stop now? I'm meant to start writing a new book in a week or two. Should I even bother, or should I just continue to do what I'm meant to do and pray that one day something will happen and I'll be blessed in everything that I've written? I don't know. And it might be you. It might be in your family life. Maybe just wondering, is this it? Am I meant to be a failure? Maybe in your career, I've been in the same position for like ever. Am I ever going to get the recognition that I believe that I deserve? Actually, do I believe that I would get it? Or actually, do I deserve it? Maybe I don't. Maybe that's what you're thinking. Maybe you're waiting to have a child. Maybe you're asking yourself, maybe I'm not meant to be a mom. Maybe I'm not meant to be a dad. I don't know. Those are the kind of lies that our head and life tells us. And how do we deal with this? It's a very important subject, and I'm just going to run through my thoughts, and I hope that you buy into some of them at least. And number one is that you truly deserve love. You truly deserve prosperity. We all do. And I didn't say you are going to be, or you need to be, or you want to be. I'm saying you deserve. We all deserve it. We've come into this world but not to be second best or to be the best at what God has made us to be, or also to be the best at the strength or the talent that God has blessed us with. Maybe you just haven't found that talent yet. Maybe I haven't found a way of selling my books yet, or maybe I haven't found a way of writing them with other people who want to buy them, or maybe I haven't found a way of making myself known yet. That doesn't mean I'm a failure. That doesn't mean I should stop. And I hope that this ministers to you as well. You know, you are where you're meant to be. So make the best of it. That's another point. So I'm where I'm meant to be because I need to learn from maybe things I've not done right, and I need to put things in place so I can get better at them. So we need to learn from where we are, our present position, to make lives even better. You know, you can be happy irrespective of your current situation. So no matter what you are going through, no matter if work is even rubbish right now, you know, happy at work because of the situations, you can still decide to make yourself happy. You can still decide to make yourself feel good. Even if I look at sales of my book and I'm thinking, does anybody really buy this book? That doesn't mean I should be depressed. I could still make myself, at least I've written them. They're going to be there for like ever. Even when I'm done, it will be somewhere recorded that I've written those books. And who knows? So you can be happy irrespective of where you are. It's really good to be you. You're just an amazing person the way you are. In case nobody has told you that in the last 24 hours, I just need to remind you, you're truly amazing. So do not belittle yourself in any way, shape, or form. There's some good in most people. You always need to realize that as well. I did hint on that in the subject I dealt with earlier. You always believe that there's some good in most people. Be grateful for everyone in your life. You know, everyone that God has sent to you will add to you in one way or the other. So be grateful for what they bring to the table. Accept the pain with the pleasure, because that's what life is about. It's not just about being happy or the time, or things just going the way you want it to go all the time. There will be some degree of pain. So you can always deal with the pain. When it comes, accept it, deal with it, move on. When you're happy, when things seem to be a lot better, then be happy to the max. Dance like nobody is watching. Enjoy every single moment of your being happy. People can only love you as much as they can. Cannot give you more love than I have. It's as simple as that. I will only love you, including my family, as much as I can. I can only love my friends as much as I can. So you need to accept me for my weakness, my shortcomings. I haven't got that much love to give. So whatever I have, please accept it. In the same vein, somebody else who you know might have the whole love in the world to give you. And that's fine. So you need to also put yourself in other people's shoes. People cannot give you more love than they have, and you do not expect, you should not be expected to give more than you can, because that would just lead to frustration big time. So it's quite important that you give as much as you can. Do not cut corners. Give as much as you can, but do not expect to give more than you have. I think it's quite important. Okay, that's what we'll do with that quickly. Now I'm going to go into my main subject for tonight. But before I do that, I'm going to play you this song. Now, I love this song, and I love the guy that sang this song. I think I respect him so much for his talent, his ability, not just as a singer, but an actor as well. So on Saturday, we went, me and my first daughter went to London. We walked around, went to a show, midday show. And while we were walking around London, we went to Selfridges and walked into this particular little place in Selfridges. And this song was being played, and me and my daughter, we just started dancing. people are watching, okay, this guy's okay, but we didn't care, we just danced. I absolutely love this song, so I'm going to play this song for you. Please enjoy it, and I'll be back in a few seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to introduce to you, he's a friend of mine, yes, yes, I am, and he goes by the name, Justin.
The same might leave the ground. How we
Okay. Oh, that stops now. Good. Sorry about that. I had to stop that because it's a bit of a long song and I need to move on. So I'm going to talk to you about, I think, a subject that is very dear to my heart, and it's about being very wary or very concerned rather about what people think. I do know what, yeah, to a degree, we all do it. Some more than others, obviously, but to a degree, we all do it. So, for instance, you're worried or concerned about what people think in terms of how you dress, how you probably speak, the words you pronounce, how you walk, how your handwriting. In my case, I'm very conscious. I could be conscious to a degree, or I used to be more conscious than I am now. But overall, you see that degree of consciousness around me in terms of, you know, will I be accepted in this place? Would people understand what I'm saying because of my accent? Will people understand my dress sense? Will I be accepted? And those things, when you're like that, what it does, it hinders you. It hinders so many things about your own self, your personality. It hinders your creativity. It makes you become like everyone else. Because if you're thinking of being accepted by everybody, that means you want to behave like everybody. And why would you want to do that? You're special. You're unique. You're different. You didn't come to this world with everybody else. You came alone. So that means for you to come alone, that means you have your own identity, your own person, your own person. And there's no need for you to be like everybody else. And what it does also, it makes you conform to the norm, which is kind of boring if you do the thing everybody else does the same way they do it. You can't stand out, can you? You can't really stand out. So it's quite important that you can't stand out if you continue to do things because everybody else does it or the way everybody else does it. And it also means that you will never be true to yourself because it inhibits the manifestation of your true self. You cannot be your true self because you are trying to be like somebody else. You try to conform, basically. And it stops you from learning from your mistakes because you're too careful. You know, you want to carry yourself in a particular way, in a particular area. So you need to guide what you say, how you say it, so you won't be able to make those mistakes. For instance, if I want to speak if I want to speak in Queen's English right now, then I'll probably pronounce things properly. But by doing that, I would lose the ability to pronounce things the way I can pronounce them naturally. And when I make mistakes, somebody could send me a nasty text saying, you know what, yeah, that's not how to say that. Say it properly, my friend. And it also applies to different areas in our lives. We cannot be ourselves because we tend to fine-tune ourselves in a manner that makes us fit. We fit into the norm. We fit into the expectation of other people. Now, I'm not saying that, for instance, if your dress code at work is shirt and tie for men, you decide to come in blazers or t-shirts. Now, that's being a rebel, and you do not want to do that because that's not what we're talking about here. It's about conforming to the rules, but enhancing your own individuality while you do that. So, when you care less, however, I've told you about what happens when you're so much in tune with what other people are thinking, or you assume that you're not coming across well, and that hinders you. But when you don't, when you're not hindered than your own self, what are the things that happen? You spend less energy filtering your words, filtering your actions, and instead create relationships with people who will appreciate you. You know, because you're not trying to be somebody else, so people that you come across will know who you really are. They know the true you, the true person that they're speaking to right now. There's no pretense. There's no fluff. Everything that is not meant to be there isn't. You're not pretending. You're not trying to say things in a way to impress people. You're just yourself. And by doing that, you would form relationships with people who actually know you, who know the real you. And that could only be a good thing. And that goes to the next point, which is people would know the real you. There's no counterfeit anywhere. It's just you. You become more attractive. People like real people. You know, because your indifference and being indifferent is a trait that people find attractive. Not being a rebel, but being indifferent. You know, being able to do things because you believe so much so that that's the way you want to do it. And I think it's a very, very attractive trait. If you look at celebrities, if you look at people who have made a difference in their lives, they have, they're people who do things the way they want to do it. I do it my way. Do not criticize me for my singing. It's not one of my talents. However, I hope you get the point. What you could do things your way, to a degree, conforming to the rules, but in your way, is a very attractive trait. Now, by being yourself also, or by not trying to please people, also means that you eliminate people who are not good for you, because you're not pretending now, it's the real you. So people who do not like you would rather just walk away, and that's fine, you know, because you get rid of those people who do not need to be in your life, and you stick to those who really want to make a difference in your life. You will not feel obligated to change yourself for people. Very important. You don't have to wear different hats at different places. So you're just yourself. You know, wherever I go, I pray and I believe strongly that wherever I go, I want to be me. I want to be Adele. I just want to be me. And when it comes to me and perfection, we're kind of distant. There's a big gap between me and perfection. However, I'm still me. And while I'm working towards perfection, maybe I should talk about perfection next week, actually. When I'm working towards perfection, people who know me, who know that I'm displaying the true self, will appreciate me for who I am, rather than putting on the front and trying to be somebody that God has not made me. So I think it's quite important that you are able to be yourself without feeling obligated to change yourself for other people. Okay? Also, you do things because you want to, which is quite important. You want to do. You're not a people pleaser. You're not. People pleasers are losers. They really are. You're not the other side of the scale. You're not somebody who annoys people, who gets people's backs up. You don't want to do that either. However, you don't want to spend your life being a people pleaser. How disgusting is that? That's just the life of somebody who hasn't got a life, trying to, you know, do things because, you know, you have to bend one way or the other so that you could fit in, so that people could like you. You know what? This is the sorry side of this all. When you do that, you kind of irritate people even more than get people on your side, because people will soon, it's just a matter of time, people will soon read you, know you for who you really are, that you're not actually being yourself. You're just trying to do things because you're trying to please people. And it's, if you know a people pleaser, if you just, right now, wherever you are, at home or wherever you are, think about somebody who you know is a typical people pleaser, and how much of an irritant do you think they are? And what do you think about somebody who is a people pleaser? I'm praying to God that you're thinking about yourself. But there's somebody out there who you know probably that is a people pleaser, and it's just, it's not good. It's not a good sense at all. Also, freedom from fear and freedom from disappointing others. You know, some of us are so hooked on us, so entangled into this web of not wanting to disappoint other people. So it's quite important that we do things. We don't. You can't just. You know what's here? You're not a machine. Unfortunately, there are some promises that you might not be able to keep. And what you should do is, you know within your heart that you genuinely wanted to do this, but unfortunately, you genuinely could not. And that's fine. You can forgive yourself, and people will understand that. And also, you won't put yourself down. You won't be under the bondage of having to go or do more than you can do because you want to, or you want to avoid disappointing people. You know, you have to be free from the bondage of life chosen for you by other people. You know, tops at the age of, I think, 5, when your parents need to tell you how you need to live your life. I really think after a while, you have what it takes to just decide, you know what, this is who I want to live. And some people's lives are chosen by other people, even in their adult stage. you know, so I think this is the best course for you. I think this is the best career for you. Says who? This kind of woman you should marry, this kind of guy you should date, says who? You know, so you can decide on what you want to do. If you continue to be a people pleaser, or if you care about what people say, then people would, you'll be in this bondage of other people choosing the life that you need to live. Freedom from social constraints, you know, this is how we need to dress, this is how we need to speak, this is how we need to behave when we're in it. You know, when you go to the palace, of course, there's a way, there's the etiquette that you have to, or there's the behavior that you have to display. They will put you through this training, apparently, protocol training, apparently. That's fine. But once you leave the palace, please, you know, you need to put on that persona of who you actually are. Okay, if you can stop trying to do exactly what other people believe you should do, or if you stop trying to be a people pleaser, then you will enjoy interactions more. You will enjoy interactions because you are open to issues, or you could talk about issues that you believe in solely. So, if I'm in a gathering, for instance, and people are talking about golf, yeah? So people are talking about golf, for instance, I'm more than happy. I'm very, very happy to keep quiet. I don't have a problem with that whatsoever. I do not have to contribute because my contribution might turn out to be an embarrassment. I have no idea about golf. I don't even know what the stick and the ball is called. I have no idea. So there's no point in me saying things that will make me look stupid. I'd rather conform to what I know. However, if you start to talk about politics, if you start to talk about football, talk about how to look good as a guy, oh yeah, then I probably will contribute because these are things that I can talk about from now to probably kingdom. You want to talk about reggae? Oh yeah. If you want to talk about church life, oh yes, I'm all for that, and I'll talk about that from now to forever. So, and I would enjoy the company of people who would do the same because I'm open to discuss things that I'm happy about. Okay, and it's quite important as well to rely on your own self for your own happiness. You cannot rely on anybody else. When you care so much about what other people think, then what you do, you end up relying on other people for your happiness. How long do you want to do that for? Your happiness relies on you and on God, and that's it. And that's it. Not even your family. Now, if they make you happy, what a bonus that is. If your friends make you happy, what a bonus. If you're happy at work, a bonus. All these are additions. They're just bonuses. But true happiness is subject to you. You matter. Also, it's very important to realize this. People will feel more comfortable around you because they know the real you. It's not a front. You're not just doing it because you care about what people think. You're behaving in a particular way because that's how you want to behave. That is what your anatomy is made of. That is your character. Those are the things that you do best. So there are things that I'm good at, there are things I'm not good at. And I'm not going to bother trying to make myself feel good about in areas that I'm not good at. What's the point? I'm just going to make a fool of myself. I'd rather stick to those things that I'm particularly good at. So I want to be more comfortable in being the real me. And for that reason, people should know who I am all the time, not about pleasing people. So it's quite important that people will know the real me. They know who I am, what I stand for, what I tolerate, what I wouldn't tolerate, things that make me happy, that things that make me sad. And it will allow, it also will allow stop people caring about what others think too. Now, let me explain that a little bit. Because you've carried yourself in a particular way and you do not care too much about what other people say or do, other people around you will do the same. They kind of want to, because of the way you've carried yourself, people would copy you. People want to be like you because you decided to stand up for yourself. You're your true self. You're not trying to be somebody else. You would influence a lot of people by just being yourself. I'll tell you something that I've done and I'm very proud of. Many years ago, it wasn't a rule. It wasn't something that somebody declared. It was just said that, it just happened to be that people who were in a particular position in my church would come to church every Sunday in a tie. You know, just come in a tie. And that's fine. But, you know, I wasn't comfortable with that. So after a while, I stopped wearing a tie to church. I was the only person in that category of people, leaders, if you want to say, that wouldn't. Now, I'm not a rebel. I'm not somebody who is anti-establishment per se. But there wasn't a rule saying you have to wear a tie. So I just wouldn't wear a tie. Now, guess what? Years later, if you come to my church now, all the people in that category will come to church without a tie. Actually, you hardly find anybody wearing a tie in our church. And either you want to believe it or not, I am taking credit for that because I decided to, and not because I told people not to. People just thought, oh, okay, he's not wearing a tie. Nobody's going bonkers. I don't feel like wearing it, so I'm not going to wear one. And with time, it just became the norm. So you can influence people more than you can imagine if you decide to do things that you believe in, that you're happy with. Very, very important. And I hope that tonight's show has been a good one. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm praying that by God's grace, I will be back here next week, Wednesday, same time. In the meantime, I'm going to leave you with this song. Have a good evening. Have a good weekend. I know it's a few days away. And I'll be back on Wednesday. Thanks for listening.